Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hi there. Welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. I really appreciate your being here. This is show number 19, Navigating the Rainbow Bridge with Marla Steele. I'm Charlie Kale, a broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People in Pause. I do healings in person and over the phone or on Skype because energy transcends space and time. There's more about all of that at charliekale.com. I'm also a dedicated dog and cat mom who is in mourning because I just helped one of my own cats cross over the Rainbow Bridge, and I'm devastated. So this show is dedicated to Marco the Man Cat. This is your safe place to honor animals. You know, I didn't realize how raw this still was, and I didn't intend on breaking up. I thought I had it all good. I thought I was in control of my emotions. Whew, all right. We are going to nurture our connection to animals mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and metaphysically. That includes our animal souls who have crossed over to the other side. My guest, who I'm going to thank for putting up with me, is a professional animal communicator, Reiki master, flower essences practitioner, and soul coach who is dedicated to strengthening the bond between people and animals, awakening our innate healing abilities, and nurturing the spirit of all life. She is a sought-after speaker, teacher, healer, and media guest who has raised over $10,000 for PetSmart charities with her readings. You've seen her on TV. You've heard her on many radio morning shows across the country. She and her husband live in Petaluma, yes, Petaluma, California, with their horses, cats, and dog. Welcome, Marla Steele.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm just sending you a big virtual hug and supporting your man's sort of journey there. And sometimes, yeah, once you speak it just becomes more real, and you have all the support of your listeners holding you up there. And so I'm sending you a lot of love for that, too.
Thank you so much. And I do feel that. I think I'm so extra emotional right now because just 15 minutes before we connected for the show, Marco's brother, Kashi, and that is his litter mate brother. They were from the same litter and they were inseparable. Kashi started showing some signs of being sicker than usual. And So I've been spending the last 15 minutes trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He was very lethargic. And I was like, what's going on, Kashi? So in my head, as I'm talking about, you know, helping Marco cross over and transition, I'm freaking out thinking, no, Kashi, I know you adore him, but you can't go yet. And I can't tell him what he can or can't do. I can't ask him to stay for me. I need to be willing to let go, which is such a huge lesson to learn. And when it comes to animals, it's the hardest lesson.
Oh, that is a biggie. But that's one of the things that I coach my clients when they're not sure. And, you know, when the animals are at that last chapter in their life, there's a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs as they're going in and out of their body. And I always say, when you know you're in that chapter and you have that heart to heart that it's okay to go, you don't have to hang on for me, you can make that process a lot easier for them. Sometimes they'll just gently go on their own, and sometimes just merely hearing that gives them enough energy that they bounce back and stay for a while. So I just think it's important to verbalize it and have that conversation with them.
That's so true. What's ironic is you and I have been messaging back and forth for at least 4 months about doing a show, and I was thinking we'd talk about energy healing and animal chakras, and so you picked this date a long while back, and then what divine timing that this happens to be the show that I am dedicating to Marco, who made his transition to the other side just this last Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. And this is my first show since his passing. So clearly I'm still raw and heartbroken, but it shows the divine timing, the perfect example of how the universe provides when you let it.
Absolutely. And I love what you said in your introduction about there is no space-time separation. And I know you know that as a practitioner doing similar work that I am doing, is that The relationship takes on a new form. And so, yes, as humans, we have to get used to our day-to-day physical interactions are a little bit different. We have more of a void now. We're used to them falling to the bathroom, you know, tucking in with us at night and all the goofy, cute, adorable things that they do in our everyday world. However, it gets very exciting and very magical when you feel the chills when you think of them, and then all of a sudden your body gets overtaken by chills, or you see them out of the peripheral vision of your eye. Sometimes they'll do things like, if you have a thick, squishy, you know, blanket or comforter, you can literally see some invisible critter walking, depressing the blanket as they're walking along. I've had that happen to me with my own pets. I've seen client animals do that in my sessions. They do amazing things like flicker lights, get garage doors to go on and off, knock things off shelves. So I'm really looking forward to the things that you're going to get from Marco. And he already showed me one thing of knocking something off a shelf, but something up high. Like he showed me this window and either a high shelf or a high poster on a bed frame, and then knocking something down from up high and falling to the ground. So did you notice that?
Huh. I haven't yet.
So you'll have to look for that. And the other thing he gave me, both as something he's helping you do and as a metaphor, was he's talking about going into a period where you're raising your vibration just as you raise the blinds. And he showed me these beautiful thick slatted blinds. And as you start to open and raise them and the light comes through, he's showing me that you're raising the vibration and more light is coming through you. And that's part of the synchronicity of the timing of him leaving right now, is you are getting an energetic upgrade. It's very significant.
You're absolutely right, because
yeah,
I'm in the
no
process.
He wants to, yeah, and maybe I shouldn't give you everything right now. I'll give you a little teaser so people get an idea of the things they say with respect that it is so fresh and raw for you. But he told me he's your candy man.
My candy man.
And he is your pillar of light and success. He helps you manifest. Totally just is there for you. And that's going to continue. And that's what I like. What I love about doing readings with animals who've passed is it's so fascinating to see how they can come through, how they're still showing up. I have, in fact, it was in San Francisco, I believe, a client who... her dog showed me she was in the car with her when she had a car accident. Now, I didn't know this person had an accident, but the dog showed me, and the dog showed me taking its energetic body, stretching it out like a big parachute, cushioning the impact of the crash of the car, and told me this could have been a lot more devastating for her, but I cushioned the blow. And she said, yeah, my car was totaled, but I was able to get up and walk out of this. And she's like, I don't know how. And she cried hearing, I'm getting chills right now even saying this, hearing that it was her dog acting as an angel for her. So
I've seen them
do all sorts of things like that and continue to heal our physical bodies, to nurture us emotionally, to guide us into this job, this relationship, you know, this schooling path, show up in our dreams. So while, like I said, we don't have the physical interaction, we have this whole new realm and this whole new magical place to dance with them. So it's never over. The love doesn't end. It's just a whole new fun way to explore the friendship.
We're talking with professional pet psychic and energy healer Marla Steele at marlasteele.com. That's MARLASTEELE.com. Marla, I want to verify something you said about me moving into a higher vibration. The funny thing is, I am currently in the process of getting my Reiki Master certificate,
awesome.
Which definitely raises your vibration. And the funny thing is, back when I first got into Reiki, Marco told my Reiki Master, they never met in person, but he sent the message to my Reiki Master that he wanted to be my healing partner. Mm-hmm. And he eventually wanted me to attune him to Reiki as well. So during this period where he was getting so sick, I said to him, you know, Marco, you know, you were going to be my healing partner. We were going to heal together. You know, so sad to lose that. And I heard him say to me, I can help you heal better from the other side.
Absolutely. And I'm getting chill. He's in my body now. That's exactly what he said to me is the timing is right because you're about ready to take that journey. And he's going to be concentrating his energy above you and working with you from the other side. And he said he's your pillar of light and success. And he's going to help you manifest that next chapter. Absolutely.
Yesterday morning, I was making myself do some self-Reiki. And I say making myself because I'm always giving Reiki to my own animals and neglecting myself, which we all know we need to take care of ourselves first. So when I got to my heart chakra and I was doing some Reiki on my heart chakra, all of a sudden I felt Marco's energy just explode within me. And we had our little heart energies become one, which I've had with him when he was alive. He would sit in my heart and we would do that. And so I felt him there on my chest. I felt the depression, the weight, and then I felt my heart chakra explode, just infinite love. And I knew he was there. It felt amazing. And I knew he was still there with me.
Isn't that incredible? And that's what I like to be, that vessel. So if somebody's not feeling it, or maybe they're feeling it, but they're second guessing it, and I, out of the blue, without hardly any information, can validate these occurrences by phone. To me, I get so excited. I mean, how cool is that? I want to tell you also that he is healing your feet, in particular, your toes. He's showing me doing some stuff with your toes right now. He's helping your body detox, and that might be part of that upgrade process that you're going through. And he plays with your hair. So when you start getting the tickling and you feel like, gosh, do I have a bug in my hair? No, he's playing with it.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. And, you know, sometimes I get future information. So, for example, I was talking to this woman and her dog had passed and I said, oh, the dog's sending you roses. She's like, no, I've not had roses or flowers or whatever. Like, I'm telling you, she keeps insisting you're getting roses. 20 minutes after we hang up, she emails me and says, you are not going to believe this. My husband walked in the door with a dozen roses for me. He was on his way home. Something, he passed a flower stand. He hears a voice that says, no, go back and buy her roses. He turns around, buys roses, comes in the door. She says, that's really unusual. But you said, my dog is sending me roses. And 20 minutes later, my husband shows up with roses.
I love it. And we have to be able to look outside just the actual literal interpretation, too, because it could have been anything with roses. It could have been a card with roses on it. It could have been a rosé, a bottle of rosé, you know, a couple bottles of rosés. So there are your rosés, you know.
It could be. And I had a cat one time that was in spirit who kept talking about, you know, this rose bush and going to this one rose bush and this connection to this bush and sending her roses. And she couldn't figure it out. She's like, he's an indoor-only cat. Well, dug a little deeper, I found out he was the dog reincarnated to the cat, and that dog was the dog that always peed on that particular rose bush. So sometimes it requires a little bit more investigative work. So they do reincarnate.
I love the whole reincarnation thing, too. And that's a whole other awesome topic to go into because I have five animals. I have four right now, but a German Shepherd, a little a Chihuahua Terrier mixed dog, and a Tortie cat, and then Marco's brother, which is Kashi, the Tonkinese cat. And so I'm always seeing little things that remind me of animals from my past because I grew up with animals. You know, I've had a lot of very special animals. And so I'll think to myself, oh, are you my ferret Bandita reincarnated? Different things like that.
Well, you know what's really interesting? I did pick up on something with Marco because he said he's been with you since childhood,
oh,
holding your hand. So and then again, he was giving me the wiggling their toes. There's something about your toes with him. And when he said that, since childhood, I got two things. One, he's kind of a lifelong guide animal, so some of them will be always with us. But the other thing he gave me right after he said that, he showed me the image of a rabbit, and I saw your hand petting a rabbit, and I felt that energy in him as a rabbit connecting to you when you were a little girl. So I didn't necessarily feel that you had a pet rabbit, but you had touched him, and he was in the body of a rabbit.
I'll be darned. Okay, so, I have had pet rabbits, but I wasn't little. I was, my sister had a pet rabbit, and I lived at home, so it was, you know, I was petting that rabbit all the time, and loved that rabbit, too. And then later on, I babysat, like, for months. I mean, for, like, 6 months, I babysat for, or kept the rabbit in my home while a friend of mine was busy traveling and moving, and I loved that rabbit, too.
I was
older then.
Little, but when you were younger and before he was in this cat body, he was in a rabbit body. And I clearly felt what I'm going to call your natural Reiki hand touching him. And I felt almost that merging that crosses all timelines and just freezes of you connecting to him and he was in the rabbit body. And he's like, she's already known me once before in this life. And he showed me that.
Oh, interesting.
And you will know him again in this life. There will be at least one and possibly two incarnations where he comes back as an animal while you are still alive.
Good.
Hang in there. You're going to see him again. His resonance, you know, his energy, it'll be familiar to you. I have a really cool reincarnation story. I actually have many, but there's one I feel compelled to share if we have time.
Yeah, do it now.
Okay. I was talking to a woman who had lost her horse. It was a white horse. And the horse said that she would be back as a black cat one day. And then the woman emails me later and says, you know, she did eventually get a black cat. She only had her for about a year or so, and then she ran out and got hit by a car. And and she was asking me, you know, was that the one? I go, I don't think that was the one. I go, but I literally get your horse will walk up to you as a black cat. She's going to literally just walk right up to you, and you're going to know it's her. So a year after that cat was hit by a car, it was Easter. She was at her gravesite, and a black cat a kitten comes out of the bushes, makes a beeline right for her, and she knew right away, that's my horse reincarnated.
Oh,
how
yeah.
Cool is that?
That inner knowing is so amazing.
Absolutely. I have a few of my own animals who are around at least the second time in my life so far, and it's just really neat. It's just such a connected feeling. So if I can help somebody identify that a pet's been with them before, I tell them when they lose the animal, you can invite them back again. And I always say, come at a time and in a form that is a match for both of us, because if I insist, and I'm a dog person, and I assist you come back as a dog, I might miss a beautiful experience as another animal. And believe me, I have several times talked to a dog who passed who says, I'm coming back as a cat. And they say, the person says, no, 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 I'm not a cat person. And I'm like, yes, 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 you will be. Don't worry. For example, I had a dog when I was younger, but if I held out for that one coming back as a dog, I'd still be waiting because, you know, he actually came as a horse, and my life was set up more for horses than dogs for many years. So just be open to the form that they want to come in and that you want to have, and trust that the two of you as souls have kind of pre-paved it, and that you'll get that feeling in your heart. It'll ignite that feeling that says, you're the one, I must have you.
We're talking with professional pet psychic and energy healer Marla Steele at marlasteele.com, and that's Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E. What is a common thing that animals want people to know?
Usually, there's a couple things. People, no matter how long or how quick or whether the animal went naturally or they had to help them, people always have some strife over how they left this world and feel like they could have done something better or differently. Most of the time, the animals are fine with how it went, and they want people to know that that actual little blip on the entire timeline, so to speak, not to get focused and hung up on that, but to think of their whole life, their whole journey together, and the beauty that you shared, not maybe the last 3 days, week, or month of their life, that they started to unwind from their physical body. So that's a really big one.
Definitely. No guilt.
Yeah, no guilt, no shame. And for me, even with what I do, you know, I still had a lot of stuff wrapped up around that. And my horse told me, you know, there is no space and time. All the stuff that I had learned, I thought, why didn't I do this? I could have tried that. And, oh, it's so clear to me now, because hindsight is 2020, and I'm a different person and in a different energy space a week later, a month later than I was then. He said, do it on me now. So I did some of the energy protocols. I said some of the things. I rerouted some of the things, and it really changed me and made me feel much less helpless. So you can play in different dimensions and realms of time and space. So that would be another one. Then the other one is people are concerned about how soon, how long to wait before getting another animal. They don't want their animal to feel replaced. And believe me, they know they can never be replaced. They've taken up a chunk in your heart that nobody can ever write over that particular place. And so usually the animal's perspective is, when you feel you're ready, I'm on board. And a lot of times they'll help you train those new pets.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good.
A lot of times after
you know, that's true. They do. They connect with each other.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll come through. And so I'm not surprised if Mark will be connecting to his litter mate, you know?
Yes, and that's why I've been really upset and freaked out, and I know worry doesn't help anything. That just creates more of an energy vortex, energy tornado, which I don't need in my life. But of course, I have been worried that I'll lose him soon too. And
right, and it's easier said than done, especially from us where we quote know better. So I try to walk outside, touch the ground, think of anything that makes me happy. I'm a big essential oils person because of the way they're so instantaneous and how they work. I'll sniff something, make me feel good, and come back into the room with a smile, even if I have to fake it for a moment just to change myself so I don't further impact the pets. But, yeah, I like flower essences too. So I say for the people as well as the pets that are still grieving the loss of the loved one is support with flower remedies too.
Oh, I love flower essence remedies. Yes, that's good to have. I think before I took Marco in, I actually sniffed some rescue remedy just to so I could stay calm.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And that was developed for grieving as well as other stress and trauma-filled situations. So you could be giving that in the water to all the surviving pets. And that would be a good protocol for everyone for the next few weeks.
That's a great idea. One thing I hear a lot from people is, you know, when do I know it's time? Did I do it? I hear a lot of people, you know, regretting they feel like maybe I did it too soon. And I always try to console them and say, no, 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 you know, tell me your perspective on that.
You generally know. They usually give you a look or a dream where I call it the raising the white flag. And you know, something changed. Most people say something shifted. The confusing part is when you say okay and you have that conversation where you say it's okay to go or yes, we'll make an appointment if you're going to get assistance. A lot of times they get a final burst of energy and they're like, okay, this is it. And they do what I call, they kind of suck it up and they go around and they say goodbye to everything or they take one last look or they get that one last round of vigor and then it kind of goes out. And that's what's so confusing and heart-wrenching at times for people. Is they go, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, because they see that last little spike in their energy. But again, that's the biggest kind of, I want to say, loophole or wormhole that people can get stuck on. And the pet and I try to say, look at all of these other things. Look at the whole big picture. The other thing is I want people to know is they don't experience pain in the realm that they're in now. And even though I sometimes refer up because we think of heaven as up, it's really a dimension or layer kind of coexisting over and around us like a cube inside of another cube. But sometimes the first thing they show me is standing on their hind feet or rolling around or doing things they hadn't been able to do in years with their physical body. They're showing me that and saying, give this image, give this feeling to my person because I don't want them having that last kind of decrepit, old, or painful body in their memory. I want them to remember me like this.
Oh, yes. And you're absolutely right. That was what Marco did the day before. I had to take him to the vet for the final time. He rallied and he all of a sudden was a little better and he everything was a little better. And of course, then I'm saying, oh my God, maybe he's getting better. But all I looked at him, I looked into his eyes, I asked him, and I knew,
You know.
you just I knew in my heart, he's like, no, I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go. I've been hanging on for you, Mom, but I'm exhausted and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And when he did, he let out this beautiful, sweet sigh, and it was like relief.
Yes.
And because he'd been trying so hard to stay in that body for me.
Yep.
Oh, Marla. We've just got a minute left, doggone it. So, is there anything else you'd like to impress upon everyone?
I want to let people know that they can have these experiences themselves, and that's what I like to do, is to coach and train and teach people how that these things are real, and they might not either notice or validate, but everybody has the power to connect with their animals to this degree and level that you and I are talking about, whether they're pets that are here or pets that have passed. And that makes my heart sing when I can help somebody make that connection for themselves.
Awesome. Thank you so much, the beautiful Marla Steele, professional animal communicator and energy healer. You can book appointments with her for a reading or for energy healing or attend one of her events. And it's so funny, I didn't even know, Marla, that you were so close to me. You live in the Bay Area as well
Yes.
as where I live. You're just like an hour and a half north of me. And I've always loved the name Petaluma. Yes, it says pet in it. So you can check out more about Marla Steele at marlasteele.com, MarlaSteele.com. You can find out also more about Marla Steele on my Empower Radio page at empowerradio.com. So thank you so much for hanging out with me on Mind, Body, Paws, Holistic Living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, Energy Healing for People and Paws at charliekale.com. And you can find all my past shows on there, as well as on my page at Empower Radio, where you can find all the guest contacts there as well. And please connect with me on social media. Special thanks to Brent Carey, the CEO of Empower Radio, and to Remy Smith at the controls back in the studio in Detroit, who both always have my back. Take care and remember that no matter what is going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better because you're doing the best you can. They know it. They chose you anyway, and they love you for it. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.